Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's always exciting when you welcome a new addition to your family, but there is that part where you're trying to get your home ready. And every Wednesday, we talk about all different home tips with our friend Susie Calabrese, home expert. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. And, you know, you might, if you listen to the show, you know Jenna's out on maternity leave right now. So she'll be very soon welcoming a new baby to her home. So, Susie, what are some things that Jenna or anybody else who's welcoming a new baby, a new addition to the home soon, should think about?
Yeah, super excited for Jenna and her family. So, you know, parenting, you and I both know it's quite the adventure, and it definitely starts with preparing for their arrival. So, you know, once your bundle of joy is home, though, that's when the real adventure begins. So I do have some tips for expecting parents and family members who may be preparing their house to receive a new family member. And the goal today is to be super practical, because I personally find there's a lot of pressure to be perfect when it comes to parenting. And a lot of this is just really, in my experience, impossible to get it all done.
Right.
So we'll start with tip number one, and that is more of a reminder: be prepared for the unpredictable. I think every parent will say that each pregnancy, labor, birth, and child are really their own experience. So it's quite impossible for even the most seasoned parents to be fully prepared. But just remember, give yourself some grace, because the goal isn't perfection. It's just to be prepared for what you think you may need, and the rest you'll figure out as you go, and that's really okay. So whether you find yourself super energized for nesting or completely overwhelmed, make sure you have the basics in place. When I had my daughter, we lived in a one-bedroom apartment, so I didn't have an entire nursery to decorate, and that was okay. I had the basics set up, like baby supplies that I needed for diaper changing, for naps and sleeping, and her bassinet next to my bedside. I had like a little basket with those diaper changing items in there. And then I had a little soft lighting set up for myself. At that time, I used like a Himalayan salt lamp. Now I have like one of those halo things that everybody has, which is a sound machine that has light in it. And those sound machines get fancier and fancier, Kevin.
I know, it's so true. We have one too for our daughter, Grace. Yeah, it's so funny how technical they get now.
Yeah, so mine was, what was it, only like 4 years ago, was just a sound machine that was more manual. My sister had one, had got one a year ago, and hers is Bluetooth and like on her phone through an app. So it's just like a whole, it just keeps getting even more technical, but not in a bad way, just, you know, things are changing so quickly with technology in the parenting world. So anyway, soft lighting and things, just so that you can, you know, get up in the middle of the night, change diapers, things like that. And I think a big tip here, which really doesn't have so much to do with the house itself, but it's just about being a parent in your house, is, you know, don't be prideful. Ask for help when you need it. The little setup that I had was actually two friends that came and helped me set that up, because, you know, what did I know? I was a first-time mom, and I just needed some help. I was exhausted. I was struggling physically at the end. So, you know, your home is where you allow those that are close to you into your sacred space, into your mess. You know, maybe the house isn't perfect, and those that really love you do want to help. So you'll never forget the people who showed up for you when you have those, you know, moments in your life, those milestone moments, and you really need it. And in today's world, I do feel like there's a lot of pressure to do everything yourself. But I encourage you, let people help you. Let them drop off a meal. If they offer to pick up a few groceries for you when you're swamped, like, let them drop that off at the door. It actually blesses other people to help you just as much as it actually helps you, I promise.
Yeah.
So, and my last tip here as an experienced new mom is to set yourself up with some easy snacks in the beginning. You're tired. You know, me and my husband, we were just managing these new responsibilities. I was healing. So I prep the house with some easy grab and go items to eat. You'll be hungry. So, you know, maybe some protein bars or instant oatmeal packets if you're able to. My husband went back to work like after 2 weeks, so I didn't have a lot of help in the beginning. So some pre-made things to heat up easily would be really helpful if you have the time for that. Everybody's got to eat. So, you know, like no matter what's going on, mom, dad, baby, everybody's got to eat. Okay. So, you know, I think this is something to think about. Right. And my favorite gift, just a side note, Kevin, for somebody that, you know, has a baby is dropping off pre-made breakfast sandwiches. And they can go in the freezer and you can pull them out, put them in the microwave, just because I feel like you wake up, you're exhausted, you didn't get a lot of sleep, and you know, who doesn't want to just be able to heat up something that was homemade?
That's a great idea, the breakfast sandwiches. I love that. A lot of people welcoming new family members to their homes. So maybe we were talking earlier about if you have a new baby, a newborn. Jenna's on maternity leave right now, so she'll be welcoming a new baby soon. But another kind of family member people welcome a lot is if they get a new pet, like a dog or a cat or something like that. So we're talking to Susie Calabrese, our home expert friend. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. So that is something that a lot of people are doing, right, Susie?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, especially during the pandemic, a lot of people spending more time at home. And I think having a pet in the house just is like, who doesn't want to come home to somebody happy to see you at home?
So, yeah.
You know, I think pets have always been, something that people want in their house and in their families. In my house, we've always treated our pets like family members. And I'm a big believer in stewardship in my home. So everything that's my responsibility is a privilege that I get to do. So I try to be thoughtful in my approach. And I know my family members also in caring for and training an animal and really welcoming them into our family. And so I think consistency and patience are really key in navigating this in the early days. And so just to piggyback off what we were talking about earlier, so let's say you had, I think a lot of people these days have pets even before they have kids sometimes. So like for us, we had a dog before we even had a baby. And I feel like he kind of misunderstood that he was a dog and not a baby, because when we brought our baby home, he's like, wait, what happened?
Right. That can be challenging. Yeah.
We followed all the rules, like bring the blanket home from the hospital, let him smell the scent. It's going to be this whole acceptance of his little sister. And it really wasn't that. It's kind of, we joke about it now, but there never really was a connection there. I think he just kind of took it. He just always wanted to be the number one. So anyways, sometimes you can't force the connection. I'm no dog therapist, but that being said, you know, for people that already have kids at home and are bringing a pet home, I have some tips for you there, because I might not be the best in the other direction, right? But you know, whether it's a puppy or a kitten, I think, you know, it's important to have these conversations with kids and with family members, because you want to establish responsibilities, whether that's for feeding or grooming, who's going to walk them or let them out. And I think educating the family members on proper etiquette, like being gentle in the interactions and being respectful of an animal's space, is all going to be really important when you're welcoming a new pet into your family and into your house. I also, you know, think that when you map out these things as a now parent, or you're stewarding this animal, you know, you have to think about their health priorities. So like, do you have a little schedule of when they need to get vaccinations done, or if you want them, you know, to be neutered and spayed or chipped, and just establish a proper nutrition plan for them. I always love to have like a local person nearby that I knew I was going to go buy food from. And like over the years, that person became somebody that I could ask questions to, in addition to the veterinarian, just to kind of like partner with how to best have the right treats at home and the right type of food for my dog at home and stuff like that. So I think, you know, yes, it's exciting. Let's get the toys, let's get a dog bed and all that fun stuff. But I think really at the end of the day, you know, a healthy pet is a happy pet. You know, the worst is when you're like trying to figure out what's going on with your pet and how to help them. And you're like, I already have all these other responsibilities. Now I'm like running to the vet with my, you know, for my dog's allergies or something like that. So, you know, just, I think getting ahead of it and being prepared and having the right type of food and things like that in place is going to really set you up to enjoy having this new family member and pet in your house.
Yeah, that's all great advice. That's a great idea about having somebody in the community, whether it be, you know, who you get the food from or something like that, to sort of bounce ideas or get advice from. That's really important too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and it's such a rewarding experience for everybody in the family to like be a part of taking care of an animal, right? Like you just build a bond, you build a bond with them when you're like, you know, grooming them or feeding them, walking them, things like that. I think it's a really great way to set the stage for just having a loving environment for your pet. So all these parenting and pet tips. Maybe I'm going to get another dog soon because we love having pets in the house. I think you're inspiring me.
There you go. You might have talked yourself into it.
I know.
All right. Awesome. So if you're listening, if you're welcoming a new baby or a new pet or maybe both, then now you have some great tips to go by. So thank you so much, Susie.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Sorry, you're 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.